We're back here on Giants.com, everybody, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk, as we give you the three matchups to watch when the Giants take on the Dallas Cowboys in Big D in the season premiere of Sunday Night Football on national television on NBC. Paul, let's start with the Giants' defense. A lot of moving pieces so far this summer and this offseason. A lot of young players playing, especially in the secondary. Veteran Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie talked about the challenges those players will face on Sunday night.
In this defense, it is put a lot on the safeties. You know, they have to make the call, the adjustments, line people up, and still play. You know, being young, that's kind of hard. But for the most part, the guys been picking it up, and, you know, we've just been rolling.
And, Paul, not only will there be young players at safety, but we've learned that John Beeson will not play on Sunday night. That means Juwani Unga, a very inexperienced linebacker, will be playing in the middle as well.
Well, the good news is Beeson's been here to coach him up, John. He's been kind of like a big brother to him the last couple of weeks. They've done everything they can to accelerate the learning curve for Unga because he's got to call all the signals as the man in the middle. And remember, the safeties, Taylor and Collins, both relatively inexperienced, are also going to be part of that mental equation that the Giants have to operate with.
And they'll be dealing with some very savvy veterans. Jason Witten's been around forever, and then, of course, Dez Bryant outside. Yeah.
That's very true. And when you look at what Romo has, that chemistry with both Dez and with Witten, it really presents an extra hard challenge for the Giants because, let's face it, they make a lot of moves and passes on the improv, which you can't diagram in a classroom.
But, of course, the bigger weapon for the Cowboys last year was their offensive line and their running game. Cullen Jenkins talked about the challenges for the Giants' defensive line going up against a very physical bunch up front for Dallas.
You know, they're a pretty balanced offensive line. You know, they can run powers, you know, come at you double teams, or they can get in the zone and move, you know, laterally. And then, you know, you get the play action passes and blocking the pass. So, you know, you've got to be ready for anything.
And, Paul, mission number one for Tom Coughlin and this coaching staff all offseason was to get this team better at stopping the run.
Yeah.
How do you think they're going to do against a three-headed monster running attack that the Cowboys bring to the field on Sunday night?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Giants could go with a heavy dose of run blitz. They might want to do that. But if they do that and it doesn't work, now you expose yourself to the big play in the passing game downfield. I think what Spags will probably try to do is feel it out at first and see if the standard front seven can get the job done and not risk a big play. If they can get that going, then he can be a little more conservative in the second half.
Offensively for the New York Football Giants, they're in the second year of an offensive system under Ben McAdoo, and it's also the second year for Odell Beckham Jr. He spoke to the media earlier in the week and talked about the challenges for him and what he has to do differently since Victor Cruz will not play in the game on Sunday night.
You know, with him not being able to play this first game, I mean, you know, they're going to move guys around. It's what we practice, just moving guys around. Everybody has to know every position. So wherever they move us is, you know, exactly where we're going to be at. But, yeah, of course, we all want Vic to be out there playing. You know, it's hard when this is, you know, the one thing that you love, and it's not that it's taken away from you, but you can't be out there with your team, and I know he wants to be out there. So, you know, all we can do is go out there and you know, make him proud, play the best ability, and when he's back with us and back to going, I'm definitely looking forward to it and excited.
And, Paul, no Victor Cruz probably means a lot more attention being paid to number 13.
Oh, without a question. And that's why Reuben Randall and Larry Donnell and maybe Preston Parker. And don't forget Shane Vereen.
That was a name I was going to mention.
Oh, boy. Those guys are going to have to be very, very big in the passing game, especially early, because you want to sting Dallas early with the variety of other weapons the Giants have so then they can throw that into Dallas's mind going into the second part of the game.
And the Cowboys did lose their best cornerback this summer. Orlando Scandrick is not playing in this game, so the Giants might have some opportunities outside. Paul, we appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
Those are your three matchups to watch on Sunday night when the Giants open up the regular season against the Dallas Cowboys.